I'm talking to Lynn Doe, who's the leader of the Climate Reality Project in Australia. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Barry. Thanks for having me.
It's okay. Now, just before we go into what's happening at the moment, for those listeners not familiar with the Climate Reality Project, can you just give us a little brief background of what it is and what it does?
Yeah, completely. So Climate Reality is the non-profit climate change organisation that Al Gore started after he released An Inconvenient Truth about 10 years ago. The Australian office is primarily focused on how do we enable and work with everyday people, in the best sense of that word, to help them make climate change real for their communities and their geographies, so whether that's the places that they live, the places that they work. And over the last 10 years, we've trained approximately 750 individuals from all across Australia, and that's everything from, I guess, the policy wonks that people come to expect to work on these sorts of issues. So we've got farmers, doctors, engineers, we've got a couple of firefighters. So really, I think climate reality is about making sure that people realise that it's a pretty mainstream issue and it can affect all of us in many different ways, and that's why we need lots of different types of people working on it.
And what do people do once they've received that training?
Yeah, so that's really varied and changed over the course of the last 10 years. Initially, when Climate Reality started as an organisation, climate change wasn't that mainstream an issue, and it certainly wasn't the political issue that it is today either. So initially in 2006, people went out and gave a lot of presentations so that people could have a better understanding of what the science of climate change is, what that meant for us politically, economically, what some of the impacts were, and most importantly, what some of the solutions are as well. Mm. 10 years on, climate change is obviously still a really hot issue politically in Australia and around the world, but we found that the climate reality leaders, as we call them, have started to do less and less in terms of presentations, but more about working within their communities and business places to enact climate change solutions and actions. So we have individuals who have organised solar bulk buys, who have introduced internal carbon pricing mechanisms into their companies, done a lot of traditional advocacy and engagement with politicians as well to get some laws changed. And it's been really interesting for me working at Climate Reality to see the different ways that people have been able to make climate change action work for their community. So if you're a theatre maker, it's about addressing not just the shows that you put on and like the way that you might be able to integrate environmental themes, but then also how you deal with the waste that happens at the end of the production too.
And so you're now celebrating, I guess, 10 years of work, 10 years of achievements with Climate Reality Project. What's happening at the moment about that?
Yeah, celebrating 10 years of the organisation is a really exciting time as we almost reassess that answer to the question I just gave you around what does climate reality focus on, how do we work with people all across Australia. Excitingly, it also comes at the same time that Al Gore happens to be releasing a new film, An Inconvenient Sequel, which will be out in all cinemas on August 10th. We're really in a lucky position, though, to have Al Gore come out to Australia in the middle of July, where we'll actually be hosting two mini premieres of the film in Melbourne and Sydney, alongside a couple of other engagement events with Climate Reality to celebrate the achievements of what the organisation has been able to achieve.
What's the focus of the new film? How is it different from the first film?
Yes. I mean, 10 years on, the problem hasn't changed. The science hasn't changed. If anything, the science just says that climate change is happening in a much more definitive way than we were even aware of 10 years ago. We're slightly more aware of what some of the impacts are. But it also means that 10 years on, some of the solutions that 10 years ago were technically feasible are now still feasible, but much, much more affordable and being rolled out on a mass scale. But it's clear that even though we know what is happening with climate change, in the last 10 years, not enough action has happened. And even though the Paris Agreement was a really great achievement in terms of bringing governments from all around the world, corporations, cities, and like citizens together, it's still not quite enough. So a lot of the film focuses on the Paris Agreement being one of, I guess, the linchpins in us addressing the problem of climate change, and also looking at what non-government actors are doing. So what some businesses are doing, what cities and local government areas are doing to address climate change too. And I think that having been lucky enough to actually see the film already, I would say that it very much focuses on a lot of solutions that the first film doesn't necessarily dwell on as heavily.
I understand that the ending of the film was recut following the announcement by President Trump that he would be withdrawing from the Paris Agreement. Is that right?
I believe that is correct. As a non-official representative of Paramount, I actually am not 100% sure what has or hasn't changed in the film.
All right, so you saw it before it was changed?
Yes, I saw it before it was changed, and Trump was involved in sort of the ending of that original. I would not be surprised, though, given that the US has pulled itself out of the Paris Agreement, that the film has been adapted to that. And I think that given the film focuses quite a lot on the role of small local governments and what they're doing, it's really interesting to see that just this week, actually, there was a big conference of all the mayors in the US who got together, and over 330 mayors have committed to the Paris Agreement, even if Donald Trump and the United States government federally will not be.
Right. Well, that's reassuring. Just coming back to the visit by Al Gore to Australia the week after next, what's on his agenda? What's he hoping to achieve here?
Yeah, so I think he's hoping to achieve three things. One is definitely the promotion of the film and making sure that a lot of people see it, not just those of us in the general public, but also key influencers, decision makers. There's something that is always really reaffirming about seeing how many other people are acting on climate change. I think sometimes in Australia, the political debate has very much become that if we do this, we'll fall behind the rest of the world. I think the contrary is very much true in the film and in the facts as well, but if we don't act, we'll actually be behind. Everyone else in the world is already starting to move. So that's the first thing for sure. The second thing is to celebrate with the climate reality leaders what's been achieved over the last 10 years. One in 40 Australians have been directly reached by a climate reality presentation, and that doesn't count all of the other forms of engagement activities. So I think that's going to be a really special moment to celebrate 10 years of this organisation. And on the third front, I know that he'll have a lot of engagements with nation state actors, so not necessarily just meetings with the federal government, but again, focusing on what the film focuses on. How can corporations, local government areas, cities and citizens be stepping up their game on climate change, and how can that actually benefit the overall political debate federally as well?
Is he going to have a chance to step up to Malcolm Turnbull and just say, look, Malcolm, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's the question that's on everyone's mind, isn't it? What will happen? What meetings will happen? I don't have access to his full schedule whilst he's here, but I would not be surprised if there are a couple of political meetings in there.
Yeah. Just to finish off, over the last 10 years, there's been a lot happening around the world in the areas of renewable energy and emissions reduction. But I don't know, in Australia overall, I sense a lack of any sense of urgency and a lack of some momentum that perhaps we had before that really is necessary now. Do you sense that too? Or is it just because in Australia we're doing so little comparatively?
Yeah, I mean, I think that question changes for me every day, depending on where I happen to be, who I happen to be interacting with. But one of the things that I've very much noticed is that in wake of federal government not necessarily acting on climate change through broad sweeping policies that sort of will count for or like cover every sector, you see actors start to emerge in other areas. You see businesses saying, well, if government's not going to act, we're going to do a little bit more. You see local governments and cities doing that as well. Obviously, that tends to be aided when the federal government is working alongside corporations and alongside local government areas and citizens. But I would say I'm slightly more optimistic and have seen a fair amount of traction in a number of different areas in Australia when it comes to climate action.
And so just with this film, which is going to be released, everyone's going to have an opportunity to see that, are they?
Yes. So August 10th is the public release date in Australia, and most cinemas will be carrying the film. Climate Reality will also be working with our climate reality leaders across Australia to host a number of screenings as well, particularly in areas where the film might not be publicly available. So that's more regional Australia at the moment. But having seen some of the initial cinema distribution list, most people will be able to see it at the public cinema. So if you're interested, definitely keep an eye out for that.
And if people want to become involved in the Climate Reality Project or perhaps access training at some point, how would they go about that?
What a great question. I guess in addition to keeping an eye out for the film, we'll have all of this information up on our website, which is www.climatereality.org.au.
Right. All right. Thanks very much, Lynn, and good luck with the visit by Mr. Gore in a couple of weeks and the release, or at least the previews, of the films.
Great. Thank you so much, Barry.